Joining me now is President of Oregon Pacific Bank, Ron Green. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, George. Nice to see you.
Well, I should think you'd be doing fantastic. You got some good news of late.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that. We did do a story on the news on it, but let's get into it a little bit more and see if you can kind of tell the public how encouraging this is.
Well, it's good news in a lot of fronts, and I'll say specifically, I'll address how it's good news for Florence. As everyone who is at least a resident of Florence or a client of the bank knows, we are a local bank. We're headquartered in Florence, so all of our operational function of our organization is here. So we issued roughly 2.5 million new common shares of bank stock to a group of new investors that allowed us to increase our equity. And equity or capital just means the bank can grow a little bit more than it currently can, improve our financial condition, earn a little bit more for the value of our shareholders, but most importantly, allow us to remain an independent, locally controlled bank. My personal objective is, you know, we have 53 employees here in Florence and other employees in neighboring communities. By remaining independent, we can keep those jobs here, keep our strong culture of philanthropy and giving and volunteering for boards and contributing. That's important to me, as well as giving a return to our shareholders. But our community involvement and being an employer is really a strong part of our culture and of our board of directors' culture.
Like you were saying, if a bank gets purchased or it consolidates with another bank might have the back house or backroom jobs that you don't see with customer service all the time.
You bet.
And therefore, that eliminates jobs for the parent bank.
Yeah, I don't think people understand to a degree exactly what it takes to run a bank as far as systems, but people. And so
I just thought it was the two ladies at the window and you.
Well, they're the reason why you keep coming back.
There you
but
go.
But no, all of the processes, both electronic banking and all the other processes to help run the bank is we call it bank administration. And so since we're headquartered here, those jobs are currently in Florence. If for some reason our bank didn't exist and we were acquired by someone, then whoever acquired us has departments that do that, and those jobs would be eliminated. So again, part of our equally mutually benefiting culture would be is to be a strong employer, support our community. Raising this capital for our bank allows us to grow a little bit more than we're currently growing, improve our financial condition and earnings, and then remain independent. That's our goal.
So when you talk about growing, do you talk about the possibility of opening new branches in other communities or maybe picking up another smaller bank somewhere along the way?
Well, you know, both of those sound appealing. I guess addressing the second question, you know, since the recession of 2008 and 2009, you may or not be aware of this, there were about 31 banks headquartered in Oregon before the recession. There are 17 today.
All those ones have already been...
Yeah, there's not a lot of smaller banks out there. And for us to acquire a bank would require them to be quite a bit smaller than we are. So there isn't much left. So our goal is we operate in four separate communities right now, Florence being our home office and headquarters for 38 years this month, by the way, Eugene, Coos Bay, and Roseburg. We're very comfortable with those marketplaces. I think we can just continue to do a better job of servicing our clients and the communities in those four towns.
So in other words, growing your client base more so than your presence.
Yes. Yeah. Right. That can help the bank grow, have a greater earnings capacity. Again, I don't want to focus only on how much whether the bank has stronger earnings. That's important. But keep in mind, earnings are retained as capital for a bank unless it's paid out to its shareholders. And that capital then is what allows us to reinvest. So we've bolstered the capital through this raise so we can, you know, take a much more aggressive route towards growing and better serving our communities.
So what are some of the common areas that most banking patrons will benefit from this? Is it home loans, car loans? Is it investment in businesses?
Well, all the above. As a community bank, our focus is pretty much small business. In Florence, however, we do a tremendous amount of home lending. There are certain communities, housing communities in this neighborhood because of the age of the manufactured homes. We're the only lender in the whole region that will make those loans. It's been a commitment of our board of directors, starting with A.J. Brower and Bob King, who started this bank 38 years ago, that we want to provide housing financing here in Florence. So we continue to do that. So, yes, more home loans. We try to do our best to finance the small business, medium-sized businesses in this community. But I can't underscore enough of the power of 53 employees. And yes, being employed by a bank is great, but every one of our employees participates in some level of philanthropy, whether it be volunteering on the SOS board, as an example. This is something the employees instituted, not me. Every Friday, we wear jeans to work as an employee. Each of us then pays $5 into a bucket of cash. And each week, we have a local nonprofit that's a beneficiary of that. So, you know, we don't necessarily raise our hand and say, look at us, we're doing this great stuff. But I'm proud of the fact that having really a team of 50 plus people that make a difference in Florence.
So was that one of those things where it's like, we want to wear jeans and we can also donate to a charity, or it's like casual Friday anyway?
You know? Well, you know, it's casual. We don't do a lot of casual Friday. You know, people think of their banker as someone who should look like a banker. At the same time, I recognize, you know, here I'm sitting in your studio. I'm not wearing a tie. You know, this is not.
But it's a nice shirt, though.
Well, this isn't downtown LA. We can be casually, appropriately dressed in a small town. But it was kind of a win-win. Yes, right. Casual Friday, jeans on Friday. But it wasn't my idea. Employee says, why don't we take this opportunity to raise money for maybe it's SOS this week or Food Share next week or Backpacks for Kids next the week after that, or and so on and so on. So every Friday we. $300 to $500 we're collecting from the staff to give to an agency, and it's 52 times a week or a year. Excuse me.
Yeah. I'm thinking of dress up Friday because we pretty much wear jeans around here all the time.
You look good though, man.
Well,
let's say.
I appreciate it. Yeah. And I didn't mean to say, folks that are listening, I didn't mean to say his shirt looked really expensive. I just meant it was a cool looking shirt.
You know? Well, a little purple. You know,
nothing wrong with purple.
Yeah. So we're excited to get Oregon Pacific Bank, and maybe it's not necessarily planned this way, but this month we're celebrating 38 years of being a local controlled independent bank. And I want to do everything we can to ensure that continues for a long time. We've got great people who do great things for Florence and our neighboring communities as well.
And the best way to do that is staying strong financially.
Staying strong financially. You know, the banking industry, the regulatory burden, which is what we call it in our industry, the cost of complying with laws and rules, I bet it's quadrupled in 10 years.
Wow.
Just to meet the expectations of those that regulate us. And we do it with great pride and with great joy and because we're required to. But that costs money. It takes people. So we've had to grow a little bit to ensure we gain some efficiency, some economies of scale. And that's also what this capital will help us do, is grow to ensure we can cover the cost of running a bank, provide a reasonable return to our shareholders, be a strong employer, give back to the community, and be hopefully the bank of choice for our small business and consumers in our communities.
Well, 38 years says a lot.
38 years does, yeah.
And going.
And growing. Going, yes. Mm-hmm. I'm still a young guy, relatively, so I want to go at least 10 more years.
Yeah, and then, you know, you can always, you know, get somebody behind you, you know, build them. And
working
get
on
them
that.
Ready. There
definitely.
You go. Well, Ron Green, thank you so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
Ron Green, everybody, Oregon Pacific Bank, with some good news about one great local business in our town. And we'll take a break for some news from the ABC Radio Network and be back with more of our town right after the top of the hour.